Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Did you ever work on two projects thinking they were totally unrelated, only to learn later on that they were? That's what happened to me recently with a commentary on a podcast. When I did each one of them, I didn't see any connection between them at all. But then I started receiving emails from people who had read or heard them and realized that, golly, yeah, there is some relationship between the two of them. The two projects involved were the May commentary, my quasi-book review of Michael Schaefer's One Nation Under Dog, and my podcast, The Chubby Conundrum. I opened the discussion of Schaefer's book with an observation that there are two types of writers, those who write from the outside in and those who write from the inside out. Writers who write from the outside in are usually professional writers, and they're writing about a field or a profession which they can only know secondhand. Those who write from the inside out are those who are actively engaged in a profession and who are writing about their experiences. So an outside-in book would describe, for example, the work that a vascular surgeon does or a typical day in his or her life. Whereas an inside-out book would be a book written by the vascular surgeon, him or herself. In The Chubby Conundrum, I explored the subject of teaching animals as a function of other enforcement. That is, the animals are taught to learn in order to get a reward or to avoid punishment. And in the process of discussing this type of learning, as opposed to creating an environment in which the learning was self-reinforcing and self-rewarding, I brought up the concept of the addictive and non-addictive centers of the brain. With the addictive center of the brain seeking to complete the statement, I am happy because I pleased my owner, because I got a treat, because I didn't get punished. Whereas the non-addictive center of the brain celebrates the simple statement, I am happy. I'm happy to be, I'm happy to be me. From my emails, it became clear to me that this concept of outside in versus inside out also applies to relationships. At some times, and sometimes for some of us more times than not, our relationships may tip in one direction or another. This is kind of a tricky concept to get your mind around, and it seems to me the best way to explain this is in terms of a friend of mine and her Weimaraner. She got this dog with the idea that she was going to take him through obedience and get all of his championships, and then she was going to do the same in agility. And he's a very, very intelligent dog, great dog, funny dog, great sense of humor, which I know will make those who love the term anthropomorphism roll their eyes heavenward. But so it is. You could just look at this dog and know that he had a spirit of playfulness. She worked very, very hard with him, and he did do very well in obedience. But during that time, she always sensed that it was a little bit harder for him to do this than it should have been, considering all of his innate ability. When she got seriously into agility with him, this became more obvious. Though he could go over the A-frame without any trouble, other times he just wouldn't do it. He'd walk around it. It all came to a head once when she was in competition and he went across the catwalk, which he had done many times before, and he stopped in the middle of it and he started, to use her exact phrase, playing to the crowd. And the crowd loved it. And he did his little act specifically for them. And when he was done, he trotted to the end of the catwalk and got down. Now, at this point, if she had had an outside-in relationship with him, she would have been furious with him because he didn't do what she wanted him to do. And that outside-in type of thinking would have led her to possibly try more yummy treats to get him to do this, or maybe switch to punishment. Or if punishment had ever been part of the repertoire, to switch to more serious punishment. But she doesn't have that kind of relationship with this dog. She's not only a very knowledgeable trainer, but she also has a lot of dog sense, and she's also aware of the power of the human-animal bond. So instead of doing that, instead of asking, what can I do to get this dog to do what I want, she asked the question, why is he doing that? And we batted this around for a while, and the reality was, he wasn't bred for this kind of stuff. He's a hunting dog. He's a working dog. He's been bred to get the job done using the least amount of energy. And let's face it, folks, a lot of dog sports are designed to use up energy because there's no better way for the dog to do it. But for a hunting dog, why go over an A-frame when you can walk around it? It makes no sense. So because of his breeding, because of his heritage, and because of his temperament, I raised the possibility of taking him to a field trial. And fortunately for the dog, his owner had no objection to it. And not surprisingly, when she did, and if you'll pardon a mixed metaphor, he took to it like a duck to water. So that's the difference. That's the difference between an outside-in relationship with an animal and an inside-out one. And like anything else, like obedience to commands or whatever, doesn't have to be all or nothing. It's just that when it counts, when we're talking about the animal's happiness, the animal's health, we need to be willing to look at this from the inside out. And yes, we have our needs too. But let's be fair about this. They're stuck with us. They're locked in our houses with us. They're totally dependent on us for their food, for their shelter, and for their mental well-being. So if somebody's got to give, who should it be?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.